Well, if you weren't awake, you're awake now, so that's a good thing. My apologies for the wake-up call. Isn't it great to gather together in community to celebrate Christmas together? I hope you're having a great day. Just wanted to start with a bit of a straw poll. What time did Christmas Day proper, not anything that happened during the night, but what time did Christmas Day proper start for you? Was it before 7 a.m.? That's a fair few. Was it before 6 a.m. that Christmas Day started proper for you? That's less, isn't it? Okay. Who had a Christmas Day proper start before 5 a.m.? Okay. Winners down the front here. That was not me. I was around about 6 a.m., so I'm thankful for that. And last question for you. Have all of your presents, hand up if all of your presents have been done and dusted and there are no more gift giving throughout the day. Is it all finished? Oh, isn't that good? So we've all got some sort of gifts to look forward to. Wonderful. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas day. I know that in a group this big, there are some of us who absolutely love Christmas. I remember in my own childhood that I fit that category perfectly. I remember a year when I was a teenager when I thought, oh, wow, the shine has just come off it just a little bit. I think it had quite a lot to do with the gift receiving not being quite as sensational as it was when I was a kid. But in a group this big, some of us are going to love Christmas. Some of us are going to be able to take it or leave it. Doesn't have quite the same thing it used to when we were perhaps small children. Some of us don't like Christmas for all sorts of reasons. Some of us are going to love Christmas. Some of us will take it or leave it. Some of us don't particularly like Christmas. When we think back to the very first Christmas, the reason that Christmas exists, the same situation existed. Some people loved Christmas and some people didn't like Christmas. Herod was one of those guys who didn't like Christmas. Herod the Great was his name, was kind of what he was trying to be himself. I'm not sure he named himself Herod the Great, but he was certainly trying to live up to that name. He was king of the Jews. He ruled over the Jewish people where Jesus was born. And he was a busy man. He had 10 wives and heaps of kids. That would have kept him busy. He would have had heaps of slaves, so he had plenty of opportunity for help. And he was a builder of some of the most magnificent buildings in the world at the time. He was the builder of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, which was known to be the most spectacular building that existed. This is a model of it, not the real thing. And he built plenty of fortresses too. He built around about 10 fortresses because he was worried that someone would kill him. He had pretty good reason to be worried. He made a lot of enemies, King Herod. He killed one of his wives. He killed two of his brother-in-laws and three of his sons. And just for good measure, he also had his mother-in-law killed. Herod didn't particularly like the first Christmas. He wasn't a particularly nice man. When he heard about the first Christmas, he wasn't happy. In our reading today in Matthew, it tells us in chapter 2, verse 3, when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed. When he heard of the birth of Jesus, King Herod is disturbed. He didn't like the idea that a king had been born in his kingdom. He was the boss. He wanted to rule and to reign. He wanted to make sure that he was going to stay king no matter what. And so Herod was determined to destroy this new king. And these men had turned up and asked about the one who had been born the king of the Jews in verse 2. And yet Herod thought to himself, that's me. I am the king of the Jews. And he wanted to share his job with no one else. He thought, that is me and I am not going to give up this kingship to anybody else. So Herod had made a devious plan to destroy Jesus. And he said to our wise men in the account, Chapter 2, verse 8, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report it to me so that I too may go and worship him. Herod didn't want to worship Jesus. Herod wanted to destroy Jesus because Herod didn't like the first Christmas. Herod didn't like Jesus. Herod wanted to be king. He wanted to stay king. He wanted to rule. He didn't want someone else to be king. Herod fits firmly in that category of being someone who didn't like Christmas, but the Magi were different. They came to worship this new king. They wanted to see this ruler, this newborn baby. They weren't too busy to travel internationally in that very first Christmas to seek out the baby Jesus. And these magi were wise men, perhaps astrologers, but wise men who searched the stars to see about this new king. And then they travelled a very long way in order to find this baby born the king of the Jews, in order to give him expensive gifts to worship him. The Magi were different to Herod. The Magi liked the first Christmas. They liked Jesus. They worshipped Jesus. And they loved that first Christmas. Some people love Christmas. Some people can take it or leave it. Some people don't like Christmas at all. Some people are a bit like King Herod. They're busy trying to organise life, trying to make sure everything is running just the way they like it, trying to make sure that they are in charge of everything. And so Jesus just gets in the way. He gets in the way of their plans. So I want to ask you this Christmas, who are you like? Are you like King Herod? Are you busy running your own life just the way you want it, making sure nothing messes up your plans? Does Jesus just get in the way? I'm going to change mics. Does Jesus just get in the way? Are you like King Herod, wanting to have your own plans settled and sorted and want nothing to do with Jesus? Or are you like the Magi, who drop everything in order to go to Jesus, who recognise, who see who this person is, this newborn king, and so they go to him? Are you like those who can see and recognise that in this baby born this very first Christmas, there is a king who rules over the entire world? I hope you're like the Magi, but if you're still deciding who you're going to be and how you're going to respond to Jesus, then you really need to know a little bit more about what sort of king Jesus is. We read in the Bible today that the Magi had come to worship the one who was born the king of the Jews. But if we're to decide whether or not we're going to worship Jesus, then we need to figure out what sort of king he is. And we need to go where that description, the King of the Jews, appears again in the gospel accounts, in these historical narratives that describe the person of Jesus. And if you read carefully at the end of John's account of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, John tells us that at the cross, at the very first Easter, after the very first Christmas, at the cross, Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." So if you want to know whether or not you're going to worship King Jesus, then you need to know what type of king he is. And at the end of the gospel, we see what type of king he is. He's the king that suffers and dies for his subjects. He's a suffering servant king who is nothing like any other king we know of. Here is a king who serves his servants, who gives his life for others. If you read on in John's gospel, you'd read this: "Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek." There it is for everyone to see as Jesus is being killed. Everyone can see this claim that Jesus is the King of the Jews. It's in everyone's language. They can't miss it as they walk by. Jesus of Nazareth, born into poverty, is the king over the Jews. Friends, if you're a visitor with us today, don't miss the sign. It tells you that Jesus is king. And not only that, it shows us clearly what sort of king he is. While Herod was the tyrant king who killed whoever got in his way, Jesus is the servant king who was killed for the benefit of his people. He is the king who gave up his life for others. He's the king who died so that whoever puts their trust in him, even though they die, yet they'll live. He's the king who's given his life in order to bring life and life to the full, to anyone who puts their trust in him. So the question for all of us this Christmas and every Christmas is, will you worship the king? Who are you going to be like? King Herod?
busy running his own life, making his own plans, wanting nothing to do with Jesus? Or like the Magi, who recognise that in this little baby, God has come to be with us, to bring us peace, to bring us into relationship with him, to bless us all through the work of Jesus at Easter, in the cross and the resurrection? Will you be like King Herod or like the Magi? Don't let another year go by without checking out Jesus, the one who is truly king over our whole universe, over all of heaven and all of earth. Check out Jesus, the servant king, who's come for your benefit to bring you life. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, all praise and honour and thanks is due to you for sending Jesus to be our king, the one who serves us and saves us from our sins. For all of us here today who are not sure about Jesus, please help them to do business with you, to investigate Jesus and to know your gift of forgiveness through him this Christmas. Amen.